Classifications are attached to the PAL depending on the type of firearms owned. The PAL is required to purchase and own firearms, ammunition, gunpowder and some personal protective gear. The PAL renewal is to be submitted to the Canadian Firearms Program every 5 years. This can be completed on a paper form or on the RCMP website. An annually escalating fee is charged to the credit card of choice and the file application number is issued. The file is reviewed, RCMP background checks are completed, spouses and references are contacted. The file is reviewed again prior to a PAL being issued. Provinces and territories within Canada have a chief firearms office that are involved in the regulation of the firearms laws and licensing. The Alberta Chief Firearms Officer, ACFO, is Terry Bryant. Her office also deals with the approvals for firearms ranges in Alberta. Ranges must be approved by the ACFO and changes to existing ranges must be vetted by the ACFO inspector. If the ACFO inspector approves, then the range is allowed to open or complete the infrastructure modifications. The executive boards for most ranges are volunteer positions and are necessary for operation of the range. The duties accepted by the executive boards are numerous, time-consuming and require a personality that will absorb constant criticism from the federal government, RCMP, sheriffs, bylaw officers, public and range members. A restricted classification on a PAL requires membership to an AFCO-approved range. A fee is required by the ranges and is usually annual and may or may not cover member liability insurance. Ranges are funded by membership fees, operated by volunteers, governed by the AFCO, insured by underwriters chosen by the board and receive limited monetary, public and political support from the cities, counties, municipal districts, towns and villages where the ranges are located. The ranges may have land lease agreements and may also be required to pay property taxes. Currently, the federal Liberal government is positioning firearms owners for mass confiscation of specific firearms that have been selected by order in council, OIC. OIC are not laws and firearms are regularly targeted by OIC. In addition to the OIC, the RCMP frequently believe they can generate firearms laws. Firearms owners are not protected by the Canadian Constitution from the constant regulation changes pertaining to firearms. Currently, the Alberta CFO is in chaos due to many reasons. This chaos is causing long delays processing license applications, transfers, authorization to transport and any other document required for firearms owners to be compliant. Wait times are 6 to 18 months. This situation is very important to understand as it is positioning PAL holders with renewal applications submitted prior to the expiry date but not approved during the validity period on the PAL. Firearms owners with an expired PAL, for any reason, are subject to firearm seizures, charged with firearms offenses and revocation of the PAL. Amnesty periods have been provided, however it is no guarantee the RCMP will not seize the firearms and charge the PAL holder with a criminal code firearm-related offense. Legal defense is expected to be paid for by the PAL holder. Considering the previously presented information, you can expect there will be further regulations to remove the restricted classification from PAL holders, revocation of PAL and seizure of restricted firearms. If the PAL has expired, then all firearms, including non-restricted firearms, will be seized during the warrant-approved invasion of your home by the RCMP. Efforts by the RCMP and federal government have generated banning of firearms based on energy produced, barrel diameter, magazine capacity and appearance. The stage has been set. I invite readers to fact-check rather than argue. Sincerely, Dennis Bramley. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.